From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. For politics, what a week it was. Republicans took governorships in Virginia and New Jersey, two states that went solidly for President Obama just a year ago. One of the few glimmers of good news for the Democrats came in New York, where they managed to win a long-held Republican House seat, and the week's not over. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is pushing for a possible health care vote this weekend. To help us make sense of all this, we're joined by our regular political commentators, E.J. Dionne of The Washington Post and the Brookings Institution, and David Brooks of The New York Times. Welcome to both of you.
Good to be with you.
Now, there are lots of different ways that you could read the outcome here. The electorate is marching toward the right. The voters who marched to the polls to support Obama simply stayed home this time. His army of voters perhaps has been demobilized. I'd like to hear from both of you on your take on this. First, E.J.
Well, I think the election was a rebuke to the right wing and a warning for the Democrats. Because it didn't get any attention, I want to mention there were two tax limitation referenda in Maine and Washington State that went down by big margins. And if we were in as anti-government a mood as our Tea Party friends say, those would not have done so badly. And there was the 23rd District in New York, where the conservatives forced out the Republican candidate who was a moderate or a moderate liberal, and they got beaten very badly. Democrats also took, by the way, another special election in California, which makes you ask, if the Republicans are doing so well, why do they keep losing these House special election races? But New Jersey and Virginia were a problem for Democrats. I think New Jersey was a very personal rebuke to Governor Corzine. I was up at his party in wasn't so much of a party in New Jersey. And a Democratic elected official came up to me and we were talking. He said, can I go off the record? People just didn't like the governor, he said. But
was
in
it also
Virginia,
a rebuke to Obama, though?
But not to Obama in New Jersey. Obama's approval rating was about 57% in New Jersey. Corzine was hugging Obama for dear life and it just didn't quite work out. Virginia, on the other hand, you had an electorate on Election Day where 51% of the people said they voted for John McCain. Only 43% said they voted for Obama. That's a state Obama carried with close to 53% of the vote. The Democrats were asleep in Virginia, and I think that is a warning. And they did very badly in the outer suburbs, in the exurbs, and that's a place where they've been making a lot of gains. They've got to keep their eye on that.
I want to talk about specific voter groups in just a minute, but first, David, your take on what happened.
Yeah, well, I think the Democrats have two problems. One, liberals stayed home because they think President Obama is moving too slowly. But suburban independents turned Republican because they think the president is moving too fast. So squaring that circle is going to be the challenge. To me, the most important thing was the suburban independents. As E.J. mentioned, Democrats for the past decades have been doing phenomenally well in these middle and outer ring suburbs. And suddenly, not only in New York and not only in New Jersey and Virginia, but also in New York, Pennsylvania, across the country, you saw suburbanites moving toward the Republican Party. They haven't become firm Republicans, but this follows on the wake of 6 or 7 months of very interesting polling data, shifts to the right among independents, a number of independents who think government is too big, government is getting too involved in regulating business, labor is too powerful, global warming is over-exaggerated, a whole series of polling data suggesting there's been a sort of reaction against what's been happening, a reaction to the right.
Interesting polling data, though, because there's a move to the right, but the independents don't necessarily have great affinity for the Republican Party.
Exactly right. The conservatism would be doing great except for the Republican Party. They still do not like the Republican Party because they do not like Rush Limbaugh, they do not like Glenn Beck, they do not like the teabaggers, and so they haven't become Republicans. But they have flaked off from the Democrats. And so what it means is both parties, suddenly these people are much more in play than we thought.
So he's talking about independents. E.J., where were the young voters?
That is the huge question of the day, I think, because Democrats need to realize that they are more dependent upon voters under 30 than I think any party has ever been. When Barack Obama carried Virginia last year, 20% of the voters were under 30 years old. That proportion of the electorate was cut in half. Now, granted, young voters are probably going to vote in lower numbers in off and off-off year elections. Young voters move around a lot, so our registration laws make it hard on them. Nonetheless, the Democrats have to do a lot more than they're accustomed to doing to get these young voters to the polls, because they're really the replacement for the old New Deal generation. The New Dealers have gone off to their eternal reward. The young voters are the most progressive group in the electorate, and the Democrats need them.
If we're talking about young voters or independents, I'm wondering if what we might be seeing is a bit of buyer's remorse that certainly could spell out in the health care debate. Were these voters expecting more in the way of bipartisanship than they've seen in the last year?
I don't think it's bipartisanship as such. I think they, David, I thought put it well. I think the Obama base wants more action. And this whole, all the people who are holding back on health care and making passing it so complicated are really not making the Democratic Party look good. I mean, this doesn't even look like good sausage making at the moment. So I think there is some frustration with that. And unemployment hit 10.2% today. It's not an easy time to be an incumbent. I think the people who really got a warning on Tuesday were incumbent governors of both parties, but there are a lot of them are Democrats.
David, I want to ask you about the 23rd House seat in upstate New York. Might this lead the right wing of the Republican Party to cool their fire and embrace the more moderate wing of the party?
I don't know if they'll embrace the more moderate wing. The question, will they try to kill them? And what we'd seen, I talked to a senior House Republican last week who said when it looked like this conservative guy would win, that there were about 30 or 40 similar sort of conservative guys around the country who were going to primary challenge perfectly conservative Republican House members on the grounds they were not conservative enough.
To try to push the party further to the right.
To push the party further to the right. And the question is, will some of those people scale back? And I would like to think so, but I would suspect not. The fervor on that sort of the Rush Limbaugh, Glenn Beck, Sarah Palin wing is so strong right now. They, as far as I can see, they do not interpret this defeat as a sign that the idea of splitting the party and driving it further to the right is a big mistake, despite the fact this is an incredibly conservative district that suddenly voted for a Democrat who's about to vote for the health care plan.
Indeed, the conservatives are trying to knock out Governor Charlie Crist as in Florida. He wants to run for the Senate. Marco Rubio is a Republican running from the right, and he's doing very well. I think Crist would be the stronger general election candidate. Mike Castle, congressman from Delaware, a moderate. He is the only Republican who could win that seat. And Mark Kirk, a moderate conservative from Illinois. If they knock all those people out, they've got a huge problem.
Yeah, moderation may help win elections, but the passion seems to be all the way on the right.
And the passion really is there, and a lot of Republicans are saying, hey, we got to go with the passion.
Thanks to both of you.
Thank you.
Have a good weekend.
You too.
That's E.J. Dionne of The Washington Post and David Brooks of The New York Times.